Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Bill Radio, Director of Member and Public Relations for Missouri River Energy Services. All right, Bill, it's great to have you on the program. Welcome.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Usually we talk over the phone, but you're in town to talk about the hydroelectric power plant. Now, it's Missouri River is what I shortly call it, but maybe explain who exactly you are and with whom you've come to speak with us.
Sure, Justin. Missouri River Energy Services is actually a not-for-profit electric utility. We're not-for-profit because all of the communities we serve are municipalities that have their own electric systems in town. So we plan for all of their energy needs and other services that are related to energy for those communities. We have 61 municipals in four states that we serve, with Pella being the newest of our members.
And this big hydroelectric power plant was just approved. It's got to be pretty exciting around the office.
Very exciting. This has been a long haul for us just to get to this point. And hydropower is an exciting opportunity for us. It's renewable. It's clean. It's just something that we've appreciated the support we've gotten from the community, and all of our members are very excited about doing the project.
Well, you mentioned it's been a long time coming. Here in Pella, we're no stranger to projects that take a while to get going. We've got a new sports park, some things like that. But there's a lot of moving parts and pieces with this project as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, a lot of people have been very patient on this project getting to this point, but have wondered, why is it taking so long to get the go-ahead? And this project has already been underway for 8 years, and we haven't moved a shovel of dirt yet. But there's such an extensive permitting and licensing procedure with it, and then, of course, all the design work and everything that goes into it, that it just takes a lot of time. For instance, just a couple of factoids for the public. One is that we have had 30 studies and 40 permits involved in the project. And so even just in the last 3 years, as we were tracking internal staff time, we estimate that we've had 12,000 hours of internal staff time on this project just in the last few years, not counting our consultants and all the others working on it. You know, it's all necessary. Every piece of this is something that has to be done to protect, you know, the environment, the public, safety concerns, etc. But a lot of times the public doesn't realize what all goes into a project like this.
And it sounds like a lot like the city of Pella, where whether it's the school board or the city council, you're doing the planning because that's what needs to be done to make sure this is the best situation for all.
Oh, that's right. We do have other power plants in our portfolio. We have coal, we have natural gas, we have wind, we have diesel fuel. They're all part of the mix, but we need a new resource. And we need to continue to work on diversity, so diversity both in locations of our plant as well as fuel source, if you want to say that. And what's nice about the hydro project is there isn't any fuel source necessary. We use water, obviously. It's reliable. It's very long term. So even though it's an expensive project to build, once it's built, the costs are very low.
Who is paying for this? You mentioned a lot of communities are going to benefit. Is this kind of going on Pella's tab, or how's that work?
Well, that's a very good question, Justin, and I get that a lot from a lot of communities. Missouri River, the way that we do this with our members is every resource that we build, all of the members share in the cost equally. And when I say equally, it's rolled into our rates, and every community buys power from us, so they pay for the cost of the project through their rates. This project is just like all those others. So even though it's right on the doorstep of Pella, all 61 of our members help pay for this project through the power that they buy from us.
All right, Bill. Well, we appreciate you coming in and explaining some of this. I'm sure we'll hear from you a lot more as we finally, as you said, get some of that dirt shoveled up and moved out of the way and get this new project going. So thanks for your time and your knowledge, and we'll speak with you again soon.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Bill Radio from Missouri River Energy Services, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.